We could almost say that journalism is under siege, and that is with fake news stories. So we're joined on the line by editor of Africa Check, Anim van Wyk. Good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us. Now, Anim, tell us, what is the new fake news phenomenon? Why is it so important to be aware of fake news?
Well, fake news, the definition that we subscribe to is that fake news are completely false stories or information that people share with the motive to gain financially from it. So that would include, it's just totally made up stories. So people need to be aware of that because, it being fake, it can have consequences.
Yes, undoubtedly. The name itself, suggests what's it all about. Do people fall for it hook, line, and sinker for these stories, and why so?
Yes, I was just recently looking at a report claiming that in South Africa the leading cause of death is dying. It was completely made up. It supposedly quoted the Minister of Health, and it was shared. It was the most shared story in Africa for that week. So it just shows you, how people are falling for it, as you say, hook, line, and sinker, and just the fact that there are so many websites out there shows that these people are making money, and more of those are popping up.
What is the fact-check procedure people should follow before accepting a news story?
Well, I always say that people should just pause. Fake news is created to push your buttons, so it will make you angry or sad or outraged, or it will probably create a strong emotional reaction. When you see something like that and you're not sure, have a look at the page and just click around a bit. Usually, in South Africa, at least, the websites are quite upfront about, their mission, and they say that their information is not to be taken as facts, or that it's satire or parody. Although, I mean, the real satire and parody are completely different things. So, have a look at those, and then also we've seen in the past that some of these fake news websites mimic existing news sites. So they would, I would think, if they wanted to imitate Radio Islam, they would register Radio Islam 1 or, something that looks very close to the real deal but isn't.
Those are important steps that people should be looking out for. Why have these fake news stories emerged now, both globally and locally, at the very same time? What has been the phenomenon? Why has this suddenly come to the fore?
Well, as I said, there's the financial motive. So we've seen, for instance, in the American election that teenagers in Macedonia went out and created websites with all kinds of fake news stories targeted at an American audience, and they were making buckets of money. So I think it catches on in other countries where people realize that, by selling advertising on their websites and people clicking through, that they can also make lots of money.
So it's primarily, financially based. What about the political angle to it? People pushing a particular agenda, perhaps?
Yes, that shouldn't, that doesn't strictly fall under fake news. Fake news isn't something that you don't agree with, or something that was badly reported, or something that is spread with a political motive. For that, we have already an existing term, and it's called propaganda. So, there's just a distinction to be made between what is fake news and what is other kind of misleading information.
Well, you cite the story of Macedonia and the youngsters there making money. Are the South African sites, as you perhaps observe, are they making money from these stories? Take, for instance, the story of the struggle hero, Ahmed Kathrada, who really passed away today. And in the lead-up to his demise, there were several sites that carried the misleading report that he already passed away. Are these sites really making money from this?
Well, they use Google advertising, so when they place it on their website, advertisers don't necessarily know that they're advertising on these sites, but they, for instance, can earn income from Google, although Google is cracking, they've done they tried to crack down on these sites without impinging on freedom of speech. So for them, it's just about the more clicks they receive, the more advertising income they receive from places like Google. So that's why they would try to catch you unaware. You would see a link like that and you'd say, oh my gosh, I can't believe that this happened, and click and share it with your friends on Facebook, who all go and click on it. So, and it's like a little cash register that rings on the other side of that anonymous website.
Is there a watchdog in place to weed out these fake news stories at the source, close down these so-called news agencies?
It's very difficult because they are anonymous, as I said. So they register domains using domain originators. So you can't see where it was, you know, by whom it was registered, get a telephone number, and obviously they don't share any contact information except maybe an email address on their website. So that makes it incredibly difficult. I know that the South African National Editors Forum, they plan to look into this. But, you know, if you can't trace the people behind it, it's very difficult to shut these websites down.
What about Africa Check? What are you guys doing, and how do we use the information that has been or that continuously is published by Africa Check to verify other stories?
We try to, when there are stories, fake news stories that could have serious consequences, maybe for health, or recently we saw with the xenophobia, there was a fake news story that was particularly horrific. It claimed that four pregnant women, foreign women, were burnt alive. So in those cases, we try to alert and fact check these stories. But if you were to fact check each and say every single fake news story, that would be all that we do. So we rather try to, so for instance, by speaking to you or providing guides or telling people the telltale signs, we try to educate people to be aware of it. And in that sense, I'm glad for this debate, because it's making people aware, it's making people more critical of the sources. And lastly, we're also participating with Facebook. They're launching now a new initiative whereby they will flag certain stories as having been fact-checked by independent fact-checkers that subscribe to a code of principles. So in that way, maybe in future when you share something, it will tell you, listen up, there have been questions about this story. Just be aware of that before you share it.
Yes, we appreciate the information. As you said, it's a continuous process of education and enlightening one and all. We appreciate the time that you've taken out to chat to us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. Have a lovely day. Bye.